Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, Labor Day, September 1st, 2025. Happy Labor Day. I am off today, but here are some of the events that we covered last week, things that are happening today that you might be interested in. Indivisible Bangor invites you to join them in collective action to demand an economy, country, and government that serves the needs of everyday people, not billionaires, at a Workers Over Billionaires rally on Labor Day. Quote, as we take back our day and show the big corporations who we are and how we fight, end quote. Organizers say a core principle behind all Indivisible events is a commitment to nonviolent action, and they expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with their values. That's from 10 to 11:30 at West Market Square in Bangor. Organizers encourage attendees to bring signs and American flags, and you can get more information at indivisiblebangor.org. Later on Labor Day, the Eastern Maine Labor Council, AFL-CIO, and Food and Medicine will hold their 22nd annual Labor Day celebration in Brewer. They say they'll grill local burgers, red hot dogs, and have corn on the cob from a local farm, and they invite you to bring your favorite potluck side, salad, or dessert to share. And they also say, quote, come help us make this our largest Labor Day celebration in 22 years. Everyone is invited. There will be speakers from local unions with updates on their recent successes and challenges. Eastern Maine Labor Council and Food and Medicine will present some awards. And they say this is the place to be on Labor Day to celebrate Maine's labor movement and union solidarity. Suggested donation is $5 per person, $12 per family, and kids under 12 free. From 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Solidarity Center, which is on Ivor Street in Brewer, you can get more information at foodandmedicine.org. Indivisible Waldo County is sponsoring a party for the people on Labor Day. Organizers say they'll have live music, food trucks, a chili cook-off, a cornhole tournament, a kids area, and they invite the public to join them from 4 to 7 p.m. at Steamboat Landing in Belfast. In Augusta on Labor Day, there will be a Workers Over Billionaires event. Organizers say, quote, labor and community are planning more than a barbecue on Labor Day this year because we have to stop the billionaire takeover. Billionaires are converting the government into their private slush fund and just passed the largest wealth giveaway in the history of the U.S. The money they will take from working families, they put in billionaires' pockets and set aside to fund a private army of ICE agents. Just like any bad boss, the way we stop the takeover is with collective action. We are working people rising up to stop the billionaire takeover, not just through the ballot box or the courts, but through building a bigger and stronger movement. We are growing our movement and fighting for a country that is more fair, just, equitable, and free for all of us. On September 1st, we will continue the movement we launched together on May 1st, standing in solidarity with all of our communities under attack and fighting for real wins for all of our people. Thousands of communities across the country are taking a stand on Labor Day. Join us. We will be in the streets, outside the offices of the corporate criminals who are behind the attacks on our freedom, and at congressional offices. Together, we will demand a country that puts workers over billionaires. That will be happening in Augusta, and you can get more information and the location at activatemaine.com, where you can also find other events that are happening across the state on any given day. And the Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour with Bernie Sanders is making a stop in Portland on Monday with special guests Troy Jackson and Graham Plattner at the previously known as Cumberland County Civic Center, is now known as Across Insurance Arena. Doors will open at 3:30. There'll be music starting at 5 p.m. by Josh Ritter, and the speaking program will begin at 6 p.m. In addition to Bernie Sanders, you'll hear from Troy Jackson, whose name you'll recognize from his involvement in the Maine State Legislature, most recently as Senate President, but he first became involved in politics in the late 90s after participating in a blockade. He was a logger with other loggers who were protesting illegal hiring of Canadian loggers over U.S.-based loggers. He's running for governor now. He'll be one of the speakers on Monday night. Graham Plattner is also scheduled to speak. Some of you know him because he's from this area. He also has served in the Army National Guard. He's been deployed to Afghanistan, and he started an oyster farm in Frenchman Bay. He serves as Sullivan's Harbor Master and Sullivan Planning Board Chair. He is also challenging Susan Collins for her Senate seat. If you do plan to attend, organizers would like you to RSVP at berniesanders.com. Just a few of the things that are happening around Maine today in celebration of Labor Day. You can see more at the WERU community calendar, weru.org, and also activatemaine.com. Or around town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, happy Labor Day, and I'll see you tomorrow.